afraid I'm an alcoholic. Hello, everybody. I'm grateful to be here and sober. My sobriety date is December 3rd, 2014. I have a sponsor. His name is R. Arjunian. I have a home group, the USR group, Unity Service and Recovery Group, over in Northridge. And I think one of your fellow members here, Anthony, just joined our group. He's a great addition to our group. Appreciate you. Yeah, like I said, my sobriety date is December 3rd, 2014. I was a really shy kid growing up. You know, I was really shy. And I remember when I first took my first drink of alcohol and how it made me feel. It made me feel like I wanted to jump out of my body. It made me feel that I was not in fear anymore. It took all my fears away. I was able to express myself. I was able to conversate with women, which helped me a lot, you know, in that department. Because I was really shy, really shy. I'm still shy, but, you know, I use God today, you know. But my drinking career started off really bad, you know, from the jump. I started drinking at 16 years old. At 18 years old, I got my first DUI, you know. I was devastated, you know. I was the first out of all my friends that I ever got a DUI, you know, and that's how it started off for me. And it was bad from that point on, you know. I just couldn't see it, you know. In my drinking career, I've had about 3 DUIs, multiple arrests, and I never looked at alcohol as being the problem. It was my solution, you know, at the time. And I couldn't see that it was a problem because it was working for me, you know, at the time. My drinking career also escalated to other things, you know, in pill form. But in my drinking career, I also did things. You know, I went to school. You know, I didn't get a bachelor's degree or anything. I went to trade tech school, you know, and I got married. You know, we drank together. You know, it was all good, and, you know, while it lasted, you know. And one day, you know, I had a friend of mine was going to tell my ex-wife about my pill problem. And I was like, no, I'll tell her. And when I told her, you know, she kicked me out of the house, you know, because I was lying. You know, I was stealing, I was lying and all of that. And I'm sure some of you could relate to that. So what happened was, you know, when I had the car, I had the house, I had all of these things. Like I said, I used to go to jails and stuff like that, you know, and they put you in a cell. You know, when you go to jail. And what happened was when I went to my friend's house, you know, I went from a house to a little room, you know, in his house, and it felt like a cell, you know. And my friend took me to a meeting the next day. And at that meeting, you know, I kind of identified with the leader, but after the meeting, these people approached me. And when they approached me, they started giving me their numbers and stuff like that. I didn't know nothing about Alcoholics Anonymous, nothing, you know. And I just started bawling, you know. I was so broken, you know. And I could recall that being my bottom, you know. That day was my bottom, you know. Because I didn't want to feel that feeling ever again, you know. So when they approached me, they gave me numbers, I started going back. You know, I started going back to that meeting. You know, they told me, you know, get a sponsor. So I got me a sponsor, you know. So this man, you know, we're at a church somewhere, and he's like, okay, go set those chairs up, you know. And so I did that, you know. He gave me my first commitment. I didn't know what a commitment was, you know. And that's how my journey in Alcoholics Anonymous started, you know. I'm grateful to say that, you know, because of these people, you know, I've been sticking around because they were really nice to me, you know. The love of Alcoholics Anonymous kept me around, you know. And because they were nice to me, I started, you know, doing, working the steps, you know, with my sponsor. And little by little, I started getting hope, you know. Things didn't work out with my ex-wife. So, all these things happened over in Atlanta. Things didn't work out. So I came back to California, and I started going to the Windsor Club. And over there, I got me another sponsor, started going to a lot of meetings, And I'm working the steps outside in the parking lot with my sponsor. And little by little, I got faith, I got a little hope, and I got a little bit of courage, started working again. And my life started to change, you know. And while I was going over there, I'm just gonna end with this. So I'm doing today exactly what I did my first year of sobriety. You know, I still go to a lot of meetings. You know, I try to work the steps every year. I started, you know, getting little sponsees here, and I'm working the steps with them. And these are little, I'm grateful for these opportunities, you know, because Alcoholics Anonymous has given me so much, you know. And I want to give back, you know, and by giving back is by helping other people, you know. And I'm grateful for these opportunities. One of the guys in my home group, you know, he's like, I do heating and air, and you know, I always work for people, you know. And he started talking to me about, you know, how come you don't do your own thing? You know, how come you don't go get your own contractor's license, stuff like that? And I didn't have no courage to do things like that. You know, I always work for people and stuff like that. So because of him, I started getting courage to go and get my contractor's license. And you know, and today I could tell you that I'm a heating and air contractor, you know, and that was a dream of mine for a long time, you know. And it was a dream come true, you know. And I never thought that would be possible for me because I had a record, because I had all these things, blemishes in my record, you know. And I'm grateful. This program has taught me, you know, how to show up, how to be accountable, how to be honest, how to live a honest life, you know. And I owe a lot to Alcoholics Anonymous. What else can I say in 2 minutes? My relationship with God has changed, you know. Let me put God in here. And another thing that I want to say is that all these things that have happened to me in my drinking career, you know, that I always blamed, didn't never seen alcohol. You know, once I started reading this book in the Alcoholics Anonymous, in the doctor's opinion, and he talks about the allergy of the body, the obsession of the mind, and the phenomenon of craving. Once I read that, I understood what was wrong with me, you know. And that was a real eye-opener, you know. And I want to talk about God. You know, always blame God for my problems. You know, always blame God that why are these things happening to me? Why does this happen to me? Why is this happening to me? But because I was living the wrong way all this time. You know what I'm saying? And when I came here, started living the right way, my perception of my higher power changed. You know, and it was a beautiful thing. If you're new, welcome. Give yourself a chance. You know, grab a friend, you know, where you could trudge with, walk with in this program, get you a sponsor, you know. And when I picked my sponsor, I didn't even see. I just looked back. He was dressed nice, and I asked him. You know, there was no kind of thinking involved. You know, I just looked back. He was dressed nice, and I asked him. And that's what happened for me. And I'm grateful for him, you know. And like I said, if you're new, give yourself a chance and try this program. Thanks for letting me share.